Our next guest is not in Midvale or West Jordan or Layton. He's in Taylorsville. He's got an unbelievable story. I found out Sunday night about this when I was doing the TV show over at ABC4. You know, sometimes in football, you get to your emergency quarterback, which is the third string guy, but he's usually hanging around. He's usually at the stadium, may not be active that day, but yeah. But in hockey, especially minor league hockey, they've got a goalie and a backup goalie. Not often do they have that third goalie always hanging around, but they needed it on Saturday night. The Grizzlies did. Their backup goalie got hurt, so they had to go to the third string goalie. And Jay Stevens happens to be the third string goalie for the Utah Grizzlies, but he also happens to be not a full-time player for the Utah Grizzlies. He happens to be a full-time firefighter. But like a good firefighter, he was ready to go when the bell rang, and he put the gear on and made seven saves, and the rest is history. And Jay joins us right now on the Bill Riley Show. How are you, Jay?
I'm doing pretty well.
So this is a wild story. You're a full-time firefighter. You're 43 years old, but you're an emergency third-string goalie for the Utah Grizzlies?
Yeah. They've called me quite a bit over the past, well, honestly, 15 years. I've just been going in when they need a guy, and because I'm a firefighter, I always have, you know, I have days off. I work 2 days in a row, and then I have 4 days off. So they'll call me, and I'll go skate practice with them and sit the bench and usually hang out and have, you know, the best seat in the house for a game. It's been a lot of fun.
So over these 15 years, how many times have the Grizzlies actually needed you in game action?
That was the first time for the Grizzlies.
How great. Now walk us through it. So you're sitting there, the backup goalie's in, and what's kind of going through your mind? What's happening on the ice to the point where does somebody tap you on the shoulder? Does it become apparent to you right away that they're going to need you?
I knew right away. I saw the shot that was taken. It was a slap shot from just outside one of the faceoff dots, and it caught Ryan right in the forehead. And I could tell he was hurt, and he went down right away. The play continued, and he started rolling around, and I could see the blood, and I knew. I actually started looking around, going, is there a third option here? This can't really be happening. 15 years into this, and 43 years old, and so yeah. But I knew, so I just went back. My mask and my gloves were just sitting behind me in the hall, leading back to the locker room, and I just knew it was time.
So you put the pads on and you skate out on the ice. First time with the Grizzlies. Are you still playing at least semi-pro competitive hockey, or when was the last time you were actually in the pipes for a real match?
I play what we call beer league.
Yeah.
Here in Utah, you know, I just play men's league, and I do that. I skate probably three times a week still. It's what I do to, you know, I guess it's therapy for me. And my exercise. They were telling me my last pro experience was in 2005 with the Idaho Steelheads. Same thing, where I just went in for 6 minutes or something, didn't really see any shots or anything. It was just another goalie got hurt. And so, yeah, it's been a long time.
So seven saves. Walk us through it. You skate on the ice. What's the coach say to you? What are your teammates saying to you? And how quickly did you get indoctrinated with the first shot? Because we always hear in football, it's all there, but you take that first shot, man, you're into it immediately. How long on the ice until that first slap shot or wrist shot came your way?
It was immediately. The other part of that is the Grizzlies were shorthanded. We were killing a penalty.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah, I went out. We were already shorthanded. There was a face-off. I got a shot right off the face-off. And it's funny, I made one of the saves that I guess the older generation makes, where the guy shot it on my blocker side, and I caught it with the, you know, what we call a blocker or a ball support, and I reached across my body and caught it with my trapper. And one of the guys on the other team kind of mocked me and said, last time I seen that save, it was in black and white.
That is fantastic. So
but it was unreal. I mean, the Grizzlies, the teammates on they were just phenomenal. A few of them came over and just said, hey, it's just another hockey game. You play hockey, here we go, you know. And they were very supportive, and I knew they were going to work as hard as they could to make sure I wasn't seeing any really hard shots or, you know. It was kind of hard being shorthanded, and then we got another penalty. But kind of all fell into place, and the pucks kept hitting me, and the fans were really behind it. It was an unbelievable experience.
You were kind of like Archibald Moonlight Graham in Field of Dreams. You got your call up to the bigs, and now you're back on the bench. Are you going to continue to be the third goalie?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, they brought in another guy to be the second guy. A young guy with pro experience and is actually doing this. I'm back at the firehouse. I'm in the fire truck right now coming back from a call.
Seriously?
Yeah, so I went right. I had practice yesterday with the Grizzlies, and then they released me, and I came right back to the firehouse to finish my shift. And I get off tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and I plan on going to the game tomorrow night and just being a huge fan and supporting the team.
So we know what the reaction was. Your teammates were thrilled. You went out, you saved their bacon, you make seven saves, you help them out. Now we know when you go back to the firehouse, it may be a little bit different story. Did they give you a hard time? How were the boys back at the firehouse when they know? Did you have to tell them? What was the deal?
Some of them knew. Actually, one of the paramedics working out of my station today was at the game, so he saw it happen, and thought it was pretty impressive, and was kind of making fun of me about being so old and having so much gray hair. And but yeah, everybody else has just been really supportive. I've gotten tons of comments from other firemen and some police officers on some of the calls that saw the game or saw it on Facebook, or just everybody's been really supportive. And they give me a little bit of crap just because in all the pictures, you can tell there were some pictures from practice yesterday. You could tell I was gassed. The young guys were just going, and I was feeling my age, but just having a blast, just enjoying every minute of it.
Well, thankfully, you were in the pipes, and you weren't out skating different shifts, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Have you always been a goaltender, or were you once out on the ice and age has forced you between the pipes?
No, I've always been a goalie. It's usually the other way around. Usually, age forces guys out of the net. It's very hard on your hips and very hard on your knees. So it's one of those things that usually guys give up. By my age, I'm one of the oldest playing even in men's league.
Well, hey, congratulations. It's an awesome story, and it's really cool that the Grizzlies keep you around and that you're able to kind of live the dream out and have the best of both worlds, have the full-time job and be able to get out and still skate with the guys and have an event like that. So I know that they're hoping they don't have to call you again, but for your sake, if you want to do it, Jay, I hope they give you a call again. I think it was fantastic. Congrats.
I enjoyed every minute of it, and I hope, I don't mind sitting on the bench, but I just want to go out on top. Seven shots, seven saves, probably call it a career and, retire without being scored on.
Greatest save percentage in hockey history if you hang it up right now.
Yep, that's what I'm going for.
All right, give a shout-out to your firehouse. Where are you at in Taylorsville?
We're at 54th South, 27th West, Ladder 118.
Ladder 118, Jay Stevens. He may come to your house sometime if you need help there. He may be on the ice with the Grizzlies. You never know where he may pop up. Jay, congratulations. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There you go, Jay Stevens. Fireman by day, backup goalkeeper, goaltender by night.